We're holding here Perek Yud Aleph. The it says Leba Shemayim Hi Yaakov. If anybody has noticed, the background of Yaakov is a flight. Leba Shemayim V'Loi Rechoikem Itanu Tshuva. They don't have the word Tshuva. Some Gersos. Shaila Zois, Achaz is Bailoch of a Perica Koidem, Kilo Yikne Oda Matsloch Achrena de Chochma, Rakim Madivipo Yisbach. So he explained before that Chochma in itself, and the way we explained it, sort of esoteric knowledge in its own right, does not give a person Hatslocha, Rakim Madivipo Yisbach. The figure of Shaila Loma lo Yiknor Matsloch Nitzchis at the idea Chochma. So he yes, I don't say something. He says, when you learn about very dehybana things, like you learn about malachim and Kabbalah and Elomis Layonis and so on and so forth, there we don't find that the person is being zeichet to be Mislav Kosh Baruch Hu. Be a koina atzlocha b'dias mishpat ahezik, arba abos nezikin, b'chiluk tana v'kirayim, mosham shayatera. So why would one think that with just the mundane stuff about mishpatim and so on, would a person be zeicha to be Mislav Kosh Baruch Hu? Shezer yeshela im hoi koina atzlocha aydei chochma. So he says like this, if the purpose of Chachma was that the Chachma within itself gives you the whatever it is that we're looking for, then it makes sense that the type of chachma we're looking for is a higher type of chachma. In other words, if I ask myself, which person is on a higher madrega? Somebody who understands malachim galgalim, or somebody who understands the arbavs nezikin? So in it itself, one would say, yes, in l'chura, there's no way to get around it, that it's a much higher darga, a person understands galgalim and so on. But he said something before differently. He said before that the only so he says like this. If the chachma is something that within itself is supposed to make the person chashuv, then you're right. But the chachma is something supposed to give a person dveikas l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the galgalim do not have this dveikas l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll explain soon what is dveikas. Agaponim b'meila, you can't have it. If I can give a mashal, a sort of a parallel to this. Imagine you have somebody who's a brilliant scientist of sorts, or something, anything, and he meets somebody that is like him, so he's very mechabed him. So I'm a brilliant scientist, and this person is also a brilliant scientist, and I have a lot of harach of him. If I'm looking for somebody to work in my laboratory, so I'm not looking for... So that would not fit the criteria automatically. Now I'm looking for somebody that fits with me and my mahalach. It's not enough to say that this person is important, big, or anything in his own right. I need that the person should click in with me, and therefore if he's on a parallel track, I can respect him greatly, but I cannot say that. He'll become part of my staff. If the Hatzlocha was the self-accomplishment, which is, again, what the philosopher said. A person whose understanding is malachdik, galgalamdik, is a galgal. So then, yes, we don't have any other, he should be the one most fitting. But if we're talking about who is worthy of being established HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it has to be someone that fits with that mahalach. It snaps into the mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Ephraim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Behine. So now he is going to explain. So what is that? So in other words, we're now looking for a description of something which, given that mida, let's call it. And I'm talking about mida much more than, when we talk about midas over here, the way we used to think of midas, we think of sort of nice, sweet activities. A big Baal Chesed is someone that all day long is helping people do good things and so on. He's talking much more about a personality. Somebody who this is the person. So he says the thing that I can pick that fits the most Takarish Baruch Hu, Ke'ein Davoshe is a royal is Dabik Baisbach Rak HaYosher. Yosher is something that is the midah that one can be most Dabik Takarish Baruch Hu. In other words, since a core definition of Takarish Baruch Hu is Yosher, anyone who has Yosher fits that. I want to read a Rambam. Just one second, I'll get the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Deos, and it's amazing how the Rambam speaks about what are the good days and what are the bad, and you know, what's the good days a person should be in his dabik do. What he calls days is what we call midos, but again, he calls them days because I think he's talking about something that has become sort of a mindset. And he says the two ktsavas, the famous Rambam about the ktsavas are bad, the middle is good. V'hi derech hayishara. The optimal mahalach is called derech hayishara. Derech hayishara is the midah beinonis shebechol deya v'deya. And then he says, he goes through how a person should get there. And then at the end of the perek aleph in deyas, he says, so the derech of Yosher is called derech Hashem. So it almost hard not to hear it echo the same words of the Maral. Any derech that we would call derech Yishara is Derech Hashem. So if I ask ourselves, of all the Mahalchim and the Midos in this world, which one is 100% identified with Kodesh Baruch Hu with Derech Hashem? Meaning the following. Chesed is a wonderful midah, and a person does Chesed is imitating Kodesh Baruch Hu. But there comes a time when a person does a Chesed they're not supposed to do. If you merachim al achzarim, or whatever it is that the chesed is in a place where chesed is not appropriate, because every midah has a ktsava, where a person is mefazer, if a person is mefazer more than the right amount of tztaka, what the Rambam calls pazranis. So he's not dovek midas chesed, he's dovek midas pazranis. So it still is chesed in a sense, he's giving to other people, and other people have, but it's not longer yasher. And therefore, it's not Derech Hashem anymore. So a person who has that, a person whose personality is Pazranis, is not Dovin Kach Baruch Hu because he doesn't have that midah. Derech HaYosher is 100% Derech Hashem. V'ashe yoytze min ha-yosher u'mesachik. Ki ala yoysha lo nika shem yitziyav le shem richo klal, rak shem yitziyav nika ala yoytze min ha-yosher. So by definition, Yoisha means 100% connect Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is no place. So when a line is not straight, so at the place that it's not straight, it's not connecting to the Matara. So if I make a detour, by definition, a detour means the points along the detour are not lehed you're connecting. I may do it in order to get around something. But tachlis, it's not part of the Derech Hashem. Vayoshehu b'teira, ulefikoch al de'ateiro, hu shekoine hakir v'achiva b'yisbarach. Teira is called Yosher because Teira itself is the weighing and measuring and evaluating different halachas, which one should go where. In other words, let's use the Rambam's dogma and just show it the parallel to here. The Rambam explains that all midos in themselves are not 100% good ever. Midos means, we'll call it a pattern of behavior. A person who is constantly giving is a wonderful, wonderful person, and at some points that becomes wrong. A person who's not giving, and so on. So there are areas that it takes a wrong turn. Yosher is when Seichel keeps identifying each point. It's like a ways. Excuse me for the contemporary Mishalim. Where every point is being aligned with the tachlis. The chelik of Torah and mitzvahs that corresponds to seichel and understanding how to apply and what to apply in each place is Torah. So Torah is the only of the activities, Torah is the only one that's called Yosher. If a person is not doing averis, then that's wonderful. But let's say an essay comes his way and he doesn't do the essay because it's an avera, he's wrong, because essay is the holos essay. So a person needs to, Torah is the understanding of what Yashrus is, what's the right thing in each place. So Yosher is the thing in this world closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because by definition it means what is the Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu in each way. Arei hefesh yesh bein Yisroel l'asher oisik b'shar chochmas, k'ator Yosher ba'atzmo sheyosher kir v'chivo yisbarach. So Torah is what is the nekuda that is supposed to be Ratzon Hashem. So every Chachma studies an aspect of what Kadosh Baruch Hu brought in this world, but Torah teaches me what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon in each situation. V'l'shachamz eimer yoshe, she'af shemayim lo zaka beinav, ve'af malochav yosim tehola, she'kula mechusa yoshe. There is nothing in the Bria in itself that is perfection. So in other words, and we're going with the model a little bit of like the Chachamim, Lishitasa. So yes, learning and studying and understanding things that are divine make you a more divine person. But nothing in the world per se is divine. Even Malachim, it says, Gam Malachim Yosim Tehala. And the Shemayim Lo Zaka Beinav. Everything has in itself a place and a time when it's good and it's not good. So the entire world is raw material, which means never perfection its own. The perfection is the Torah telling you what to do with everything at a time and a place. Ki afim teima shatera ta'ayim b'dvar magashmiim halad bi'arnu dovazepam harbe ke'ein dovazedoyme ke'ein ha'tera ma'ayenes b'muhus ha'gashmiim atzmo rak ha'maisa shas odem ha'shgaz ha'shem yisparach u'bzer shlo yesh b'min ha'yoshe avul ha'ien b'muhus ha'dvar yesh b'min ha'chisor b'vaday shem tzom yesh b'min ha'chisor dovazedoyme. So he says, when we take a Gemara Baba Kama, we're not dealing with oxen per se. We're not dealing with, you know, what is the best way to grow an ox. It's dealing with what is the halacha, what is the yashus when my ox goes out of my yashus and gores somebody. So I'm dealing with the nekudas hayosher in every nivra. I'm not being teifis. So of course I'm dealing with a yam of chulundika objects, nekhomemka, masamaten, ishus, and so on. But in each and every nekuda, I'm trying to pick out what exactly is the yashus over there. So I'm looking for the nekuda of a lekus in each and every being. V'dovazei says, inyan muflag lovn echadea teiru ayosha, v'adera chadiru isperfa, madrei gomailu zes armperek Rav Akiva. So he brings a Gemara to sort of bring out this point. A very famous Gemara, and he's masbirit. Dorashu glilo alei Rav Chista. There was somebody from Golol that darshan for Rav Chista's following. Rich rachmon ed yovlon oraisitli so, urintli so, laamtli so, aidetli so, bjöntli so, bjachtli so. So, Geben Shpi HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a triple Torah, now it's Tanakh, La'am Klisa, to a nation, Kahanim Levim Yisraelim, Adei Klisa, that is through Moshe, and who was number three in children, Miriam Aaron, and B'yachat Klisa, B'chayosh HaShlishi, and Yach Klisa Sivan. So, you are on the third day, he says, for Prisha. I'm sorry, for Prisha. All the things about Torah is three. What's the chat? Well, what's this jingle with 3, 3, 3, 3, 3? Share a yesh boy chisarn, or the car ha odam a maim bedvark ma elu, ain a koina mile of ashlemus, bimashe kulam in balachisarn batsmo. Voluka hatoyer she exerts a shem's work for yesha gambi. Vizer shaoma, brichachmana de yoy veraisitly saw. She called over Meshulishu, she yesh by yoshe bavur ashlishu beemza, a notum yeshla lemivle in smile. Kasha yesh beiz velo gimel ein kan yosha she ein kan emtzoi she hu a yosha. But kama brichach man de yom naisetli saw she divra teir nius an yosha. So let's explain this point. This point is a very central point in the Maral. It says it many places, and it'll be marach soon. Whenever I have a Hakadosh Baruch Hu's midas and mahalchim in this world are expressed in spheres. 10 spheres, 7 spheres, and so on. There's another way in which they're condensed, and that is 3 kavim, we'll call it, 3 mahalchim. And these 3 mahalchim, usually given as chesed, din, and teferes, are sort of kolel everything else. I want to bring a simple expression of it in different language. The Rambam we just saw. The Rambam says every midah has 2 ktsavos. Every, unfailingly, every midah has a plus and a minus to it. Giving everything, giving nothing. Being sensitive, being hypersensitive, being insensitive. Every single midah has 2 extremes to it. The shlishi is the point of balance. Exactly how you're balancing the different parts of it, that's the cause of Ashlishi. So, it's very interesting. I always wondered, why is that a Midah Shatari Nedresh Ben? I mean, you're telling me, it's like, I'll tell you, a Midah Nedresh Ben is Rashi, because I don't know Pshat the Pasuk, I go to Rashi. I have 2 psukim that are sized to each other, and then I find a 3rd pasuk explains them both. So that's a Midah Shatari Nedresh. So you found you didn't know pshat. There's some sort of silly joke. You know, somebody went to a shul, Shem Hashem Tzadikim, a scholar is Shoyim, and then he left. So he couldn't understand pshat because why would a Kodesh Baruch Hu keep the Tzadikim and Shoyim? Then he came in and said, Shoyim Yashmid. So then he didn't understand why Tzvi Yisrael get killed. Finally, he came in early and he stayed late and he heard the whole pasuk. I mean, isn't Yom HaKosach Shlishi just simply, now that I have all the pasuk, my okshat. The Torah says the Torah is trying to teach us something in a certain way. Whenever there's Shnei Ksevim Kedushin HaZeat Shereh Kosh Yechir Beinehem, it's explaining that it's not just a certain nekuda. It's a balance between two separate inyanim. There's this inyan is right, and this Kibitzok Yikara Chazara is right. Haleo La'Oila is right. Both of them are inyanim that are, each inyan in itself is a total inyan that has in itself toiv. The Kozar Shishi is how to realize both of them together. But it's not negating, it's not a lack of either one, it's a combination of both. So whenever you have extreme, every mida, every anhaga has extremes and a point of balance. And this point of balance combines the features of both of them. There's a time to give, there's a time to refrain from giving, because either it's not good for the person, I can't afford it, whatever it is, and then I weigh one against another. So B'meili, he says that anything which is called a Meshulash, anything which has the number three in it, has that. So two is always, and in general, the Rambam, the Maral's, the Maral has an inyan that every single number expresses a certain characteristic. One expresses there is nothing else but one, which doesn't exist in the Bria. Two expresses a permanent machloikis. It's like when I say there are two sides to something, one against the other. Three is the resolution of the two. Many of the Rav speaks about this endlessly, and we'll speak about it here also. Yoisher means that it's that nekuda. I want to add one more point of Hezba, which I think is important, and it helps understand what the Yeshua is. In the Rambam, when he speaks about this balance of you know, two extremes and so on and so forth, so how do we understand the balance? So if you take the Rambam just very flat, so what does it mean? It means that on the one hand, so let's take an example. Let's speak about Taiva. So if I try very, very hard, I can put down four steaks, let's say. If I don't eat at all, so the least amount of steak I can eat is zero. The most amount of steak I can eat are four steaks. So what's the balance? 52 steaks? So that's the meat of taiva. If I want to give away all my money, it's 100% of my money. If I want to give away no amount of my money, it's 0%. So giving away half my money is right. What does it mean, the emtsa? How is the emtsa determined? The answer is the emtsa has nothing to do, and Rambam writes about the emtsa that is equidistant from both extremes. What he means is it has nothing to do with two extremes. Let's give another dogma. A person is taking a shower. The coolest the water can be is 0 degrees centigrade. The hottest it could be is 100 degrees centigrade. So a person likes lukewarm, is that 50 degrees centigrade? I assure you nobody here would feel 50 degrees as being lukewarm. So what is that amount? The answer is, when I speak of a third mida, when I speak of lukewarm, I'm not talking about the water's properties at all. I want to use water for my body. My body likes a certain temperature. I take a certain amount of cold water and a certain amount of hot water to bring it together to whatever it is that's good for me. So it's neither, it has nothing to do with the extremes. It's mufka from that. The same thing we're eating. It's not the maximum I can eat, the minimum I can eat, and I split it in half. That's not the mimutza. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, I need to eat. Not eating is not good. Overeating is not good. What's the right amount of eating for me? So it has nothing to do with how much food I could stuff in my stomach. It has to do with how much food my body could use, should use, etc. So when we're talking about the midas are tools to build the Tzuris Adam to be Daimit Rebbein Shalom. So now the question is, how much Pazranis, how much Nedivas Leiv, and how much, Mechalka Drachav B'Mishpat. Each thing that I'm going to do, I ask myself, to build my Tzura to be Dovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to build the road, to keep paving the road towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much of each is appropriate to use? That is the midah of Yashus. The Yosha means it's headed in a direction to something. You can't have Yosher is a connection between two points that doesn't stray. So the two points are me and Rebbein Shalom. So if I sit down to eat, what am I supposed to think? Ideally, a 100% Yosher person says to himself, what is the food that will maximize my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Too little food will make me sick and frail, and I won't be able to be Avir Hashem. Eating too much will make me negushim, will make me sick, and I won't be able to Avir Hashem. What is the perfect amount? That's the Yashus. Now, if there's a Viennese table on the side, I make a detour from the Yashus. I detour a little bit because Taiva pulled me off on the side. So I didn't go straight. I didn't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I sort of detoured into my taiva, pulled me off a little bit. But tachlis, that's the musa of Yosha. So Torah is the tool that weighs everything in this world and gives it its inyan in all inyanim, and therefore it's called Yosha. And that's why he spoke of this Hogli law, said that he said that Brich Rachmana, that he gave a raisetli saw, amtli saw, deitli saw, viyontli saw, and viachli saw. The Torah is the mechus of Torah, they saw, and that's why all in Yonim of Torah were Chayesh HaShlishi, the Ayyem Machras, the precious saw that the third day Torah is given, and so on. But all of those in Yonim have that quality. That's what he's saying over here. V'nosan oisem la'amtli saw as la'she yesh behem ayoyshe. V'teke Yaakov v'yashlish lovis nika Yaakov yeshurin v'loshe yosha. Shem tzoy ben Avram Yitzchak. This is true about the midas. Avram is midas ha'chesed, Yitzchak is midas ha'din, and Yaakov is the middle midah. V'yisrael, and that's why it's called yeshurin. V'yisrael shem amtli saw, the word yosha, Moir sheish from Ayosha, recurring Yisrael Yesharim. Thomas Nafshi Moish Yesharim. The Gam Yeshurin, Vahib Yeshurin Melech. So Yashrus and the Yashur Kael is the name of Klal Yisrael in this Inyan, because all the Umas Ha'olam, the Ayin Umas are connected different Midas in the world. Klal Yisrael is the pure Yashrus itself. They take from each midah what is appropriate and fit into the big puzzle. V'nosai sam aydei tlisa shehu moishe kima shahoye moishe shlishi moir shesh ba yoishe v'kash etamen al midas moishe teda shabu yoishe midas ha yoishe ki tchilas etziosu ro ish mitzi maki ish ivri v'y oise v'y din v'dov ze mitzara yoishe v'chakach b'yom ha-sheni amal lo rosh lo matakari echa. In other words, one day He used strength, and he hit the mitzvah. On the second day, he asked himself, "Why are you hitting the other person?" In other words, the midah of hitting and the midah of not hitting, both of them, he applied them each from koimoi. You're supposed to use violence here. You're not supposed to use violence there. The fact that he could have two opposite midas on 2 days is the answer is he neither was a pacifist nor a violent person. He was somebody who knew what was right. And in this and on one day hitting, killing him was right, and one day intervening with two people fighting was right. So over there also, he was incensed that, where's the Yosha? Why is it you denying something that they deserve something? The Omar Beyerkli saw the Shachoidesh Shahuashlishi, Shul Shachoidesh Nisan Shavim Mimutse. It also something about the weather. It's somewhere in the middle. It's between the heat of the summer and the cold of winter. Choshishos Mimutse. Shavim Mimutse, Kim Yarakach Masa Yitzim and Shiv Yorzachom. Because the afterwards starts already the very hot Kufa. So b'meila, Torah is something which is the Yesher, and anything that had to be given through Torah and so on had to have the characteristics of being so. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions, points, anything somebody will speak about?
I just wanted to make sure I understood on the muscle with the bar kasuv hashlishi v'achriya b'nehem.
Yeah,
that the third is a tziruf of two extremes together. It's not like in a game.
It's mishkamish with each nekuda in a certain way. In other words, the kasuv hashlishi is the point is the muscle. One pasuk says this is where the coil came. One pasuk says this is where the coil came. The third pasuk clears up. It means it's not just a mistake that you know this pasuk was misleading. This was misleading. I find this pasuk clears it up. It's telling me there's a reason why the coil should come from the Mizbeach. There's a coil should come when it goes into the oil, and the way in which we yotze both shittas is in this nisayfin. It's telling us how to understand the two different. The third one incorporates nekudas from each one of the two. That's what it's trying to say. Okay, good. So, Bez Hashem next week. Kol Tov.